The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. I have a very special program for you, kind of a recap of some things that we happened on Wednesday night at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. And by the way, thank you all for coming out and taking the time. We were packed house as usual, and I think all of you enjoyed it. But we also had a lot of incoming, like, why don't you do this other places so we can listen, you know, to what you're talking about? What I'm referencing is a lot of people called in from the outer Leesburg area and, you know, the kind of the western suburbs, way western suburbs and Broadlands. And so we decided to do something very special. This coming Tuesday evening, the 21st at 6:30 p.m., I'm going to recap this thing and probably do it again on chronic pain and arthritis. This time I'm going to do it with Dr. Leonard Poe at Core to Cairo is the website, but it's a very, very special event. So those of you who missed this, we're going to do it out there. And hopefully you'll have the opportunity to attend if you missed the first one. We'll do this ongoingly because I want to make it available to you. I want you to have the information. I want you to be able to step up and make decisions, make your own choices about your life. We're going to get more into that. I'll tell you a little bit more about where we're going to be, why we're going to be there, and so forth. But I want to recap today. I want to get into a little bit more of what we talked about Wednesday evening when all of you were here in office. I think you're going to find that if you didn't attend, you missed out, but you have an opportunity Wednesday evening at the Broadlands office, and it's Core Chiropractic by Rozelle is the name of the office out there, by the way. And yes, I have my fingers in that puddle as well. But having said that, let's talk a little bit about chronic pain patterns, but I want to touch upon rheumatoid specifically today. There's so many people that I don't know where they're coming from, but all of a sudden they're being diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And sometimes it's a, I don't know what it is type of diagnosis, so it has to be rheumatoid. Well, understanding chronic pain patterns is one of the most difficult and challenging presentations for any doctor. And particularly in the allopathic arena, it's, you know, if you have pain and swelling, well, it has to be arthritis. Well, not necessarily so, but when there is pain and swelling, it can be an arthritic problem, but it can be autoimmune. And that's what I want to talk about today is immunological reactions. I made the comment on Wednesday evening to all of you that were here and listening that we're seeing more and more immune problems, and rheumatoid and chronic pain patterns are one of them. So why would that be? Well, we've gone through, you know, hell and high waters, if you will, for the last 3 years or so, maybe more than that. And people have been subject to not only the COVID virus and the vaccines and the boosters, and we did talk about that, and I will talk about that again this Tuesday evening. But the more important piece is simply this. Have you ever really paid attention to all the advertising on television about this condition, psoriasis, and if you have shingles, and if you have this, and all those, you know, name brand conditions, and then they give you a drug, you know, ask your doctor if this is right fit. But all of those drugs are what's called biologicals. What biologicals do is they suppress the immunological reaction in your body to be able to defend you. Inflammation is a good thing and it's a bad thing. If you have way too much, it kind of eats you up. If you don't have enough, you can't heal anything. So when you get hurt or something happens or you eat the wrong things, you don't do what you should be doing, your body is going to produce an inflammatory response. Unfortunately, we become a society that's intolerant of putting up with things or looking for the conservative approach. We want something done yesterday. So we go to our docs, and the drug companies are putting these biologicals out. But the problem is that they suppress your immunological reaction to handle other things. So in the realm of immune types of chronic pain, we're talking about things like rheumatoid arthritis, even psoriatic arthritis, ankylosing arthritis. And what ankylosing is, by the way, and a lot of people don't know, is that it causes the spine, the joints of the spine, to fuse. They don't move anymore. And I mean literally fuse. So when you see that on x-ray, you have to be very, very sorrowful for the patient, because you know, one, they're hurting. Two, they're losing function. They can't even bend over and put their shoes and socks on anymore. And no matter what they do, if it reaches that stage, it's not going to happen. There's been a lot of research done on it, and the best, unfortunately, always comes from outside of this country. So what I want you to know is that there's usually a fix to most of these things, but you have to identify them the right way. So the pain of any kind of arthritic condition comes from tissues that are wrapped around the joint spaces. It's not until a later stage where the joint itself becomes damaged and degenerative, that's when it begins to really cause problems. But you have cartilage, you have ligaments, you have fascia, you have tendons. And so people who are suffering from this, they're going to have a reaction. Ultimately, there's these little sponges. They're called synovial sacs or synovial membranes, and the damage becomes worse over time. So the idea is to find out, when a person starts complaining about pain, what is the reaction? Why do things begin to take place to begin with, right? So from a basic situation, you want to make sure that when you stay ahead of your pain, that doesn't mean by taking an NSAID, you know, the Tylenols and the Excedrins and things of that nature. That means learning what's triggering it and stop irritating it. Quit poking the bear in the eye with a stick. Quit throwing more wood on the fire, or gasoline, if you will. And you have to make sure that you understand what the triggering mechanisms are. And, you know, this, we went over it Wednesday evening. I'll go over it again this coming Tuesday out in the Broadlands at Core Concepts Chiropractic, and I'll tell you how you can register for that class. It's going to be important that you know what to do to get there. But you want to make sure that you have a good lifestyle. What do I mean by a good lifestyle? That seems to be quite a vision in the sky, if you will. So here's the deal. You've got to make sure that you're eating well. In today's world, eating well is a big challenge. Everybody just wants to grab something and go, but you don't realize you're irritating that intestinal tract. Why is that important? 75 to 80% of your immune system exists in your intestinal system. That's right. You can do the research. Go check it out. Look at it. But 75 to 80% is in your gut. So if your gut's irritated, you're going to have problems. That's where the majority of immunological responses come from. So if you're out there and you're cheating and you're, you know, say, well, this won't hurt me too much, and, oh, you know, I'm going to have this, but you know you're allergic to it, and you say, well, one time's not going to bother me, you're going to have a problem. And that problem is insidious, because then we adapt. As human beings, we don't like pain. We don't like loss of function. So we're going to adapt to our infirmity, if you will, and we begin to slowly break down, and we don't even know it's happening until it's too late, and the pain and the immobility and the loss of function, the incapacity takes over. So dietary pieces, you know, we say, well, I had a, you know, I had vegetables, but some of you think that sliced tomato and that one piece of lettuce on top of your hamburger that you got from Mickey D's or Burger King or someplace else is a vegetable. And not so much. Well, I got ketchup, it's tomatoes, right? Well, no, that's not the way it is either, but unfortunately, we're taught to think that way. Do you know that pizza now is considered a vegetable in the school systems because it has tomato on it? Think about that for a second. How have we managed to manipulate thought process to do what? Well, if you talk to me about what's going on. I think that there's an agenda, but that's a topic for about 3 hours that we can talk about one at one point or another. But here's the deal. Things that irritate joints that are already over the top inflamed, running, jumping, reactive patterns, lifting too much. These basic things that we like to do can make things much worse if we have an underlying inflammatory problem. Now, so what do? We go and we grab acetaminophen, which is Tylenol. We get an ibuprofen, Advil, Motrin, things of that nature. Naproxen, if we really want to step it up, that's Aleve. And, you know, these are over-the-counter things. So most of us say, well, you know, if my doctor prescribes it, he's going to give me a lot more, so we double up on the dosage. And then we wonder why we have liver problems, because guess what? You know what the number one cause of emergency room admission for liver failure is? Take a guess. Think about it for a second. It's called Tylenol, and it shuts liver function down. So if we're chronically using Tylenol, we're going to have a problem. It's an acetaminophen. There's others like it, but Tylenol is the one that we all know the best because we're just going to grab it and we're going to run and go. You know, 500 milligrams of Tylenol, and then we do it constantly, maybe 1,000, maybe 1,500, maybe 2,000 a day. Well, the label says I have to stay under whatever, but it's the chronic use of it that causes the problem. So we want to be able to identify what's really going on. You know, what kind of food are we being exposed to? Unless you're eating organic foods that you have a little seal on it, you know, the top part's white, the bottom part is green and has a circle on it, says organic, that's USDA organic food. Now, if you're not doing that, then you have all kinds of inflammatory agents that have been put on those foods, from glycophosphates, which, by the way, are called Roundup in another terminology. There are things that they preserve with. It's called bromides. Most of your conventional products are like that. You know that new car smell that you get off the seat, you go out and buy a car and you've got leather seats and you smell that odor? That's a bromide. And so bromides compete with different receptors in the body, things that you need. Now, guess what happens with the acetaminophen, or not the acetaminophen, but other pieces of NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories? It competes, and I said this the other night, it competes with sulfate. Sulfate is what fixes cartilage in joint spaces. Sulfate ion. What's a sulfate ion? Well, those of you who've gone to a health food store and you've learned that maybe chondroitin sulfate and MSN will help you, that's a good thing. But the bad thing is that if you're taking an NSAID, that stuff's not getting in. So you have to know your limits. You have to know exactly what's going on and then choose wisely. You must choose appropriately. You know, that's up to you. I'm one of these guys that says, here's the data, here's the information. You have to balance it out. You have to think about it. And if you choose to do things that you shouldn't be doing, that's on you. And there's a reason why you're hurting. There's always a way of making life better. There's always a way of getting a little bit more mobility. There's always a way of dropping the inflammatory reaction down. There's always a way of taking control of your life. Now, we talked about microorganisms. We talked about viruses. We talked about bacteria on Wednesday evening, which we will pursue again this coming Tuesday night at Core Concepts Chiropractic in the Broadlands. So if you have questions, I would encourage you. This is a good opportunity to join me. And you know me, I'm going to be very straight up. I'm going to tell you the way the playing field is and how it lands and what you can do about it. I'm going to look at you and say, really? You're doing that? No kidding. You think that you're going to get a better outcome? Listen, we're coming up to a break in the program, and I'm going to get into this much more in depth as we go through. But I want you to remember, it's your choice. You can either, you know, suffer or you can do something about it. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Don't go away. I'll be right back after some very important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. Very interesting wrap-up, if you will. You know, I cause a lot of people kind of sit there and go, really? I'm doing this to myself. Well, it had to be somebody else. Well, yes and no. That somebody else's environment, it's the structural injuries that we ignore, it's the biochemical things. Sometimes haphazardly we put things in our body that we shouldn't, but also the way our food is constructed today. It's designed to addict. I'll give you an example. Sugar is inflammatory, high levels of inflammation. When this country first started, the consumption annually of sugar or sugar types of substances was approximately about 14 pounds per person per year. Today, rolling the clock all the way forward, it's over 160 pounds per person per year. I get very little sugar in my diet, so who's getting my share? So we wonder why we have all of these problems, these inflammatory reactions that are taking place when our dietary patterns, the things that they put in our food, the amount of manipulation to the different foods that are basis of our dietary patterns. You know, well, I have to have some grains, you tell me. Well, the grains aren't the same as they used to be. When I go back to my father's village in the old country in Sicily, and I have a tomato there, it tastes very, very different than the tomato that you're going to get, even if it's organic here. The old semolina, the old ancient grains where the bread is yellow. My family is still there, still makes it that way. And it tastes very different. It doesn't have the reaction. The dairy products from goats and sheep, they're organic and they're raw. They don't process them, so they don't affect the body the same way. So you roll it forward. You come across the pond called the Atlantic Ocean and forever wherever we're from, and we start seeing these foods that we think that are the same, but they're not the same. You have to really take stock of what's there. But, the good news is this, is that anything that is going on with you at this moment in time is reversible if you really, truly want to make a difference. Now, what's going to limit that? What's going to limit that is you already have damage. I mean, that's not reversible. Like you have bones that are destroyed and things of that nature, but you can make that better. You can restore function. You can get better than where you are. Or you don't have enough time on the planet. See, what we tell patients when we treat them is that for every year that you've had a chronic problem, if you start doing things the right way and you put intervention in that is going to support your body and expand it, it takes somewhere between 3 to 5 weeks for every year that chronic problem has existed. So if you've been suffering for something for 20 years, 25 years, and you've been hurting, it's going to take, and we go to the low end, it's going to take about 60 weeks, a little over a year, maybe 18 months to really optimize the solution. And that's providing that, we're talking about some treatments, we're talking about dietary changes, we're talking about exercise, we're talking about prayer or meditation or a combination generally of both of those things. And to get our body to begin to resolve these issues, it's perfectly capable of doing. We just have to make sure that we're willing to step up and make it happen. If you go through and you start reading things and you get really, really, really confused, because don't read anything that the drug companies put out. I beg you, don't do that. If you really want to find out what, the real issues are across the board, then go to research papers that are not influenced or manipulated. You guys all know that I love PubMed. It's a NIH production site, but there are many others. Go to some of the journals, but back in the day, the British Journal of Medicine. Go to The Lancet, which is a very prestigious medical journal as well, and look these things up. Go to the International College of Applied Kinesiology and you'll see a site that says Triad of Health. And there's all kinds of resources there. And I could go on and I can give you dozens and dozens and dozens. But we're talking about chronic pain. All of a sudden you hurt and we have fibromyalgia as the diagnosis. Well, what does fibromyalgia mean? Fibromyalgia simply means you've got pain all over the body and they don't know where the hell it's coming from. It's kind of a default diagnosis, and we're going to talk about that, particularly those kind of things as we get into the second part of the program. These are things that you can do a lot about. And I've lectured about them all over the world, actually, and turn people on to think a little differently about how to approach it. We're talking about physicians. We're coming up to a break. And I want you to remember that this coming Tuesday night, 6:30, at Core Concepts Chiropractic in Broadlands, you'll have the opportunity to go through this with me again. We're doing that for you folks out in the western suburbs. And we're going to tell you when we come back from the break how to register for that class. I hope you'll join me if you didn't make it this last week at the Results Center in Fairfax. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some important messages.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Welcome to another Sunday of tremendous information, and that's why I'm here to give you the real truth, the data, the things that you can use to make your life a whole lot better than what you thought you possibly could. You know, a lot of you say, you know, well, what do you expect for my age? I'm at that place. And I don't know about the rest of you, but, you know, I'm kind of crossing over a couple milestones recently, and I'm taking a look at who I am and where I want to go, and I just want to get better. And I don't mean better from infirmity. I mean, I just want to keep getting better. So I would hope that you can get your head into that place, because if you get your head in a place where you're moving towards something, you'll continue to tweak and you can let me insert this. Nobody's perfect. Nobody is going to be 100%. You know, the guy that was absolutely perfect and, you know, we all need to follow, in my opinion, lived 2,000 years ago, and he lives in Nazareth. You know, and now he looks over all of us. But here's the deal. We can be as perfect as we possibly can, but the striving towards it is real, and it's the journey that we have to embrace. And I promise you, if you do, you'll return to a place of function and capacity that perhaps you haven't appreciated for a whole lot of years. But so let's talk about pain patterns. But I promise you, by the way, this Tuesday evening, the 21st of the month, I'm going to be at Core Concepts Chiropractic with Dr. Leonard Poe, and we're going to be presenting this. Here's how you register for that class. Go to Core 2 Chiro. That's C-O-R-E, the number 2. Chiro, CHIRO.com. Core number 2, Chiro.com. CORE number 2, Chiro, CHIRO.com. So Core Concepts Chiropractic by Rozelle in Broadlands is an extraordinarily wonderful place to go. Dr. Poe is amazing in his skill sets, his knowledge base, his ability to diagnose and to help you. So meet us out there. And we'll spend whatever time during and after the program answering your questions and telling you what you can do and how to do it and so forth. So put it on the calendar. It's, you know, sunlight continues now for a long time. So those of you out in Leesburg and the Broadlands area and, you know, the western southern portion of where we are here, here's an opportunity for you to get some answers and really put things together. Let's talk about fibromyalgia first. And then I want to go to something called gout, because some of you are suffering from gout and you don't even realize that you are. Fibromyalgia, what does that mean? That means the fibrous connective tissue within the body is being irritated, and it causes pain all over the body. It can cause sleep problems. It can cause all kinds of emotional, mental upset, so forth and so on. But fibromyalgia is one of these things that stops people in their tracks, and it affects some in the neighborhood of about 4 to 5 million people, a little over 2% of the population. And from the allopathic platform, they don't know why. It just kind of shows up, and they use all kinds of things to influence the serotonin, dopamine, excitatory neurotransmitters that affect the brain to down-regulate those things. But that's not the way to do it. You have to find out why it's there in the first place. I wrote a white paper some years back, and it was called Fibromyalgia, the Un-Disease. And the reason I named it that way is because the medical community didn't know what it was. They had no idea. But we went through, there's actually markers that you can tell. but you have to measure them the right way. And we see that there's cortisol that is being eliminated from the body. Cortisol will destroy tissue. If you're constantly in a cortisol spike, for whatever reason, and there's many reasons that takes place, it can cause tremendous damage to bone, can cause tremendous damage to tissue. It can even cause damage to the arterial system. Now, the hallmarks are pain and stiffness all over. Interesting enough, fibromyalgia does not affect the joints. It's the muscle, the fascia, the fibrous connective tissue. There's depression that goes along with it, and anxiety. That's why they want to try to go after the brain neurotransmitters. You don't sleep. Of course you don't sleep, for a lot of reasons. If it's affecting the neurotransmitters of the brain, then things like melatonin aren't going to be adequate levels, and you're not going to be able to relax. Serotonin and dopamine levels, cortisol levels are going to spike. You're going to have problems with thinking. You're going to have headaches, including migraines, by the way. It can cause that because of the inflammatory cascade. There's that, you know, you can have tingling and numbness, and today we're talking about, on the news, we're saying neuropathies. Well, it could be something else other than that. You can have TMJ problems, you know, pain in the jaw. It goes on and on and on and on. But the problem with fibromyalgia simply is in the allopathic community that they don't know how to fix it. In our world, because we keep asking some very specific questions, why things show up, and we know how to walk through the linkage biochemically and neurochemically to find out what happened, what took place. You know, sometimes somebody gets hit in a car accident and they get their neck snapped backwards, sideways, forward, whatever. If it affects the spinal cord, it can cause an inflammatory reaction that now sets up a chronic problem, a stress pattern that is continues to irritate. Now, what we also learned in COVID was that injury patterns, any kind of trauma, can activate underlying viral infections like Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus, your herpes simplexes, all kinds of things. Ignore that. We talked about that Wednesday night as well. If you get too fat, all right, so sometimes they're skinny fat people. And that means the percentage of body fat is not where it should be. When that happens, you by default are setting up an inflammatory reaction that can cause painful presentations. So does that mean that everybody who is a little overweight is going to have a fibromyalgic problem? No, not really. But we have to look at hormone balances. We have to look at those steroids, those cortisones, adrenal function. And then we have to differentiate what are they. See, you go to your doctor, and the doctor does with an ANA test. An ANA is an anti-nuclear antibody test, which is non-specific for anything. It just means that you have inflammation. Or they'll do a SED rate. Now, there are certain conditions that will produce high levels of ANA, certain conditions that will produce high levels of other inflammatory markers. And we're going to go over a lot of that, by the way, when we get together this Tuesday in the Broadlands at Core Concepts Chiropractic. Now, what I want you to understand and know is that because they are not specific for any condition, you have to be able to differentiate it by understanding what takes place throughout the entire body and where the triggering mechanisms come from. And that's where we have the success, is that we really get to the why is that. But fibromyalgia can cause pain, it can cause disability, it can cause lower quality of life across the board. I don't want any of you to suffer that, particularly when there's a reason to turn around. People commit suicide because, you know, they're hurting all the time. They don't want to put up with the pain. They don't want to be here anymore. So these conditions, and fibromyalgia is kind of clumped in these rheumatic conditions, and we can talk about arthritis and osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and RE. I want you to know that there's an escape hatch here. And if you're willing to become a partner in your own care, yes, there's Lyme patterns. Yes, there's viral patterns. And particularly in today's world, post-COVID, we're seeing so many of these things begin to show up. So Tuesday night, I will go over that a little bit more in depth, and we'll answer your questions and try to put you in a position where you can understand the situation and you know that there's something more that can be done about it. Let's we'll talk about gout. I promise you I would deal with that. Why does your big toe hurt when you have gout? Why does that thing get very painful and it's red and it's sore and it hurts and can't walk on it and then it moves up to your knee and you have a problem with your knee? Why does that take place? Well, let me shed a little light on it. Gout is a problem with the liver. It means that your liver can't metabolize and handle a reaction called purine metabolism, and it produces as a result something called uric acid. Uric acid is like glass shards, and they get into the joint spaces throughout your whole body. But one of the first places it presents itself is in the big toe, and that big toe just begins to throb. It is ugly. It gets hot. It gets inflamed, and that's because of the uric acid flare. But why the big toe? Why is it there? Why is it doesn't start someplace else more often than not? Because, as we said, liver. So now we're going to go to Eastern medicine. The acupuncture point for the liver starts on the big toe, and it flows all the way up the leg and ends on the chest near the liver. So when the liver is not working the way it's supposed to, that big toe can be problematic. It can be swollen. It can be sore. It can throb. It can be painful. So you go to the doc and you say, hey, listen, last week I had blah, 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 blah. And they send you to the laboratory and they do a lab test and they're going to measure your uric acid. But at this point, your uric acid level is high normal. It's at 6. And doc says, well, really, there's nothing there. I don't see anything. If you're at 6 on the laboratory scale, and by the way, that's a real number, you can go from 6 to 7 in a heartbeat, in a nanomoment. When that happens, your uric acid level is way too high, and you're going to start hurting. Now, when it goes to the knee, and sometimes it starts in the knee, it's because you have another major, major reflex point that affects the liver. And so those two areas are the most common. But you know what happens also? It can go to the spine. And it can cause spine to break down and go degenerative. It's a very painful, painful condition. Gouty arthritis is a worsening form of joint space degeneration. You can control it. You can reverse it in many conditions. Unless the joint itself has been destroyed. Unfortunately, the medications that are out there do not reverse the damage. You've got to be able to stop the whole process. That purine metabolism has to be balanced more properly. You have to know there are certain things that are going to bother you, like what? A lot of red meats. And by the way, we were laughing the other night, and I said, you know, my Sicilian culture, you know, kind of pushes me towards, I like an occasional glass of really, really good dry red wine. And I'll have that with dinner. I usually don't touch it otherwise. But if I have a piece of 78 or 80% dark chocolate within an hour of that meal, when I had that glass of wine, guess what happens? My toe starts throbbing. And here's the other piece is that uric acid problems, gouty problems, are often genetically predisposed and often, more often than not, on the female side, the mother's side. Sorry, ladies, but that's just what the numbers show. But nevertheless, there are things that we don't think about. So if you're going to have a piece of dark chocolate, have you eat shrimp or shellfish or have any alcohol with it, because you're going to set a stage for something that could possibly be extremely, extremely problematic. So you increase your risk for gout if you're male, if you got too much weight, you know, if you have other health conditions like hypertension and diabetes and poor kidney function and so forth. But we're going to go over that in depth on Tuesday evening. And we're going to kind of walk you through. By the way, we're going to talk about the impact that all these vaccines and the booster shots and COVID itself have had on inflammatory reactions and the problems that it has with the body. So join me Tuesday, 6:30, the 21st of this month at Core Concepts Chiropractic in Ashburn, or Broadlands, if you will, specifically. And all you have to do to register is go to Core, C-O-R-E, the number 2, Chiro, C-H-I-R-O.com, Core2Chiro.com, C-O-R-E, the number 2, C-H-I-R-O.com, Core2Chiro in Ashburn. I'll be there looking forward to a great evening with you. Just make sure that you register, because we truly have limited spacing up there, and I want to be able to honor all of you and do the things that we need to do to help you get your life back, get your body to function at the level that it was designed to do that. And we'll talk about this. We'll talk about osteoarthritis and degenerative disease and things of that nature. It'll be a fun night. I promise you, you'll get a lot done and you'll learn a lot and things that you can do to help yourself. And it's not that difficult. You just have to make up your mind. This is something that you want to move forward on. We're coming up to a break in the program. We have to make sure that, you know, we pay attention to the guys that bring you Dr. Tom Rozell Live every Sunday, because if we don't do that, then we won't be here. We've been on for about 2.5 decades now. So it's, you know, celebration time. And our podcast is something that we're going to send you to as well. Start looking for that. All past shows, RozellRadio.com. You can find it there. Anyway, don't go away. I'll be right back after some very important messages.
This is Dr. Tom Rozell Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. Thank you for listening, as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you out west, appreciate you listening in, and thank you for telling people about us. I will always answer your questions. If you need to get a hold of me, you can go to drtomrozell.com. You can do it that way, or you can simply go to rozellcare.com, and that'll get to me, and I will answer your questions. Follow me on Facebook. Go to R. Thomas Rozell on Facebook. I have my own Facebook platform, and you know, I answer all your questions, but I'm always posting things about your health. So make sure that you pay attention to that. We have so many different pieces of data for you. If you'd like to be part of our mailing list, go to rozellcare.com and just send us a note and say, hey, listen, I'd like to have ongoing healthcare information, and we'll make sure that we do that for you. I don't want to be remiss. I want to make sure that I acknowledge our men and women in service. You know, without you all, we couldn't do what we do. And so I'm here to serve you. Make sure that if there's anything that I can possibly do for you, please reach out. Please ask me. I'll point you in the right direction. I'll give you my opinion. I'll tell you whether it's opinion or fact. But thank you for what you do, and I appreciate that more than you can possibly know. This Wednesday evening, or Tuesday evening, the 21st of the month, I'm going to be at Core Concepts Chiropractic by Rozell in Ashburn. And we're going to be talking and recapping what we did here in Fairfax this last Wednesday evening. We're going to be talking about chronic pain and arthritis. Join us, but make sure you register. We need to make sure that we're prepared for you. So go to core2chiro.com. That's C-O-R-E, the number 2, Chiro, C-H-I-R-O.com, core2chiro.com. Register, please. And if you can't make it, because we do have limited space, please let us know right away that you can't make it. We'll try to confirm with you. But we only have a few days, so you know, we're talking about 2 days from now, this coming Tuesday evening. But it's beautiful out now. You know, the weather's decent and the sun stays out much longer. And so, you know, show up, have fun with us, ask the questions that you need to have answers to. And Dr. Leonard Poe and I will do our best to open the door of sunlight on possibility, if you will. Talked a little bit about the things we're going to talk about Wednesday night, and basically a recap of what we did this last Wednesday. And we're going to tell you about things that you can do, what opportunities that you have to reverse your infirmity. There's no reason to be in pain. None whatsoever. I don't want you to suffer. There's no reason for it. You know, if you have joint space, you can't move, you're stiff, you're losing, you know, your functional capacity, you can't even go out and play putt-putt golf, you know, let alone 18 holes that you'd like to do. You can't even toss a ball around with anybody anymore because you're too sore, you're hurt all over the place. Your feet are killing you. There's ways of changing that process. So join us and we'll go through that with you. But if you got pain, you're swelling, you know, there's redness any place, not okay. Should be, you know, putting up with it. You don't have to put up with it. And we're going to show you what you have to do with lifestyle. We're going to show you what you have to do with just your normal day-to-day functional capacity. So once you like to get off of drugs like allopurinol and things of that nature and the NSAIDs that you take on a daily basis, just like taking your vitamins, not okay, my friends. It's causing some issues. Let's do that and let's go through it Wednesday evening at core2cairo.com. Get it done, and I promise you, you'll go away with a lot more information than you thought was really out there. And I'll tell you where to get the data, too. So get a hold of me. You know, let us know what we can do for you. And by the way, any kind of programs that you would like to have presented to your churches or your organizations, we will do that, too. We do that in conjunction with our foundation, Caring for Others. And just get a hold of us at rozellecare.com, and we'll set that up for you. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Remember, I continue doing this for one reason only. I love you all. See you next week. See you Tuesday night. Bye.